187, O Jesus, gracious.
Gracious Savior, upon the water's throne.
Was it 187, brother? 187?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, gracious Savior, upon the water's throne. Whose wondrous love and favor has made our cause thy own.
Our God and Father, we come before Thee this afternoon and we thank Thee for another Lord's Day and the happy privilege we had of remembering Thy beloved Son and His death for us. And we think now as we've come together this afternoon, we pray, Lord, that Thou would guide by Thy Holy Spirit and that what is brought before us might be for our blessing and encouragement and, Lord, that we might go on in the few days left before Thou dost come. We know Thy coming is so very near. And so we ask thee for thy help and guidance, for surely without thee we can do nothing. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just have it on my heart to look at Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, just read a few verses of Scripture there, and somewhat follow the burden of my heart in connection with giving the Lord the desires of His heart. Our brother Ted brought before us a little portion last night, and I had this little portion of Scripture before me for several days, and I feel led of the Lord just to read it and to bring out some thoughts here. Chapter 22 of Luke, verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the goodman of the house, The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you that I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Verse 19, He took bread, gave thanks, and brake it, gave unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Well, I'd just like to bring out seven little points here in connection with this passage of Scripture. We know that it was the last Passover that God would recognize, and it was the Lord Jesus himself was the Passover lamb. And so it was the last Passover, and the Lord Jesus was there in that upper room, the large upper room, with his disciples, and he instituted the remembrance of the Lord. So the Passover looked forward to the death of Christ and the suffering, the sufferings of Christ as the burnt offering sacrifice there. And that Passover lamb was roast with fire, and it made provision so that the children of Israel could be redeemed from Israel. They were set free from the power of Pharaoh, a type of Satan, and they were set free from Egypt, and they could serve the Lord. They didn't serve the Lord in Egypt. They served him in the wilderness. And so the believer, you know, is seen not only in Egypt, he's seen in the wilderness, he's also seen in the promised land. So you and I are in all three positions, but the remembrance of the Lord now looks back to what took place at the cross of Calvary. So this is the first time, and it was the Lord Jesus himself with his disciples that instituted this remembrance. And so he says here in verse 9, they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And this is the first point that we need to remember, is this is when we come to remember the Lord Jesus and his death, there are some things that we're not permitted in Scripture to choose for ourselves. And, you know, we think of, I'll just name a few. One of them is we don't choose our parents. God chose our parents. He made a perfect choice. It wasn't perhaps the way we would have chosen things, but he made the choice. And he's the one that chooses the way of salvation. There's only one way of salvation, very exclusive. There's one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, gave himself a ransom for all. And then when it comes to the place of worship, where I'm going to remember the Lord Jesus in his death, it's not my choice. And so we have the principle of it given in Deuteronomy chapter 12, and that was such a help when I was a young man. Deuteronomy chapter 12 says, take heed unto thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. You know, I came home one day from school, high school, and I said to my father, I said, Dad, I said, we were brought up among the McDowell brethren, and we're with some group of brethren here, and he had brought us to a church and different things. And I said, Dad, what's the difference between all these places? Where should we be going? And he said, well, you know, you just kind of have to get comfortable with a group of brethren and kind of get comfortable with them and go along with them and so on. And, you know, I didn't answer him. I kind of thought, you know, that doesn't sound like an answer that the Spirit of God would give. And so I began to read the scriptures and discover some of these things for myself. Read for the first time Deuteronomy chapter 12. I can remember reading it on my father's sofa. And I read it probably the day that I read it maybe four or five times, read the whole chapter. There is a place